بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا، نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا، أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك، يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners. Welcome to another episode of Let's Recite the Quran. In this program, we're going to recite Surah Qadr, and Brother Muhammad Reza will mention the tajweed points, which are the short vowels, Fatha, Kasra, and Zamma. Now, let's get started.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. For today's session, we will be reviewing the lessons that we have already covered in the previous sessions. And the first lesson that we went over together was about the short vowels, Fatha, Kasra, and Dhamma. So now we're going to recite Surah Al-Qadr, and we'll mention the places where the Fatha and Kasra and Dhamma are.
Now let's listen to Brother Sa'd al-Ghamidi reciting Surah Qadr, and then we'll recite it together.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inna أنزلناه في ليلة القدر وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ
إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ
إِنَّا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر.
Okay, we're going to stop right here, and now we're going to mention the places where the Kasra and Fatha and also the Dhamma are. In the first word in this verse, Inna أنزلناه في ليلة Inna. In the first word, inna, in this verse, we have a kasra below the alif. So we have to pronounce it I. And then, inna anzalnahu. Then we have a fatha on the word anzalnahu. The first letter of anzalnahu has a fatha. The next fatha is in the same word, the third letter, za. We have a fatha again. For the word anzalnahu, on the last letter ha, we have a dhamma on the word ha. Okay? And then we have two more fathas on the word laylatil qadr. Layla. On the word layla, we have a fatha and lam, the first letter in the word layla. And another fatha in the second lam, which is the third letter in the word layla. On the ta of laylatil qadr, we have a kasra. So we have to give the right sound when we pronounce, when we read this word, Laylatil Qadr. And then we have a fatha on the word qaf, okay? And we have a kasra on the letter ra. But since we're stopping on this verse and we're not connecting it to the next verse, we have to pronounce it as if this letter had a sukun on top of it. So we have to pronounce it like a sakin, since we're stopping on the verse. If we were to continue this verse and connect it to the next verse, the kasra of the ra in Laylatul Qadri would be uttered, would be pronounced the way it's written. Okay? Now let's recite the second verse.
Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadri wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr.
Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr.
Wa ma adraka ma laylatul qadr.
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر
وما أدراك ما ليلة القدر.
Okay, in this verse, first of all, there's a fatha on the waw, and the next word, أدراك. We have two fathas that give a short vowel sound. Adaraka. The first one is on the first letter of this word, alif, which has a hamza on top of the alif and a fatha on top of that hamza, and gives a sound of a. And also on the kaf of this word, adaraka. So we have two fatha sounds in this word. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ. The next word, لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ, we have two fathas and one dhamma on the last letter of this word. And الْقَدْرِ, we have one fatha on the qaf of qadr. Okay? Now for the third verse.
لَيْلَةُ الْقَدْرِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ.
ليلة القدر خير من ألف شهر.
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 Okay, brother Mortaza, can you tell us the short vowels in this verse?
Yeah, of course. And the first word, there's two fathas. First one on the first lam, and then there's a second lam that has a fatha, and then there's a dhamma on the ta. And then on the word qadr, we have a fatha on qaf, and then there's a kasra on ra.
Yeah.
Khair. There's a fatha on kha. That's it. And then there's min. On min, there's a kasra under the mim. Alfi, yes. On Alfi, there's a fatha on the hamza. Yes. Then there's a kasra under the fa, and last there's shahr. There's only a fatha on sheen.
Okay,
let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back. You're listening to Let's Recite the Quran. Now we're on Surah Qad, verse 4.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر.
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر
تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر
In the fourth verse of Surah Al-Qadr, for the first word in this verse, تنزلل, we have three fathas in the first three letters of تنزلل and one dhamma on the last letter of تنزل on the lam, we have a dhamma. Then for تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ we have a fatha on the meme, a kasra below the hamza, and then we have a fatha on top of the kaf, and a dhamma on top of the ta for the word مَلَائِكَةُ. وَالرُّوحُ on the wav, there's one fatha, and there's one dhamma on top of ha. So, there's two short vowels in this phrase, وَالرُّوحُ. فِيهَا بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ For فِيهَا, there's no short vowel sound for this word. Even though you might see a kasra below the fa and a fatha above the ha, they don't give the sound of a short vowel, since after it, they have a ya, which is sakin, for the one with the kasra below it, and a alif that's sucking for the ha, which has a fatha above it. So there's no short vowel sound in this word. بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهِمْ For the word بِإِذْنِ, there's three consecutive kasra sounds. One is below ba, one is below the hamza of إِذْنِ, and another one is below the noon. رَبِّهِمْ There's a fatha above ra, a kasra below ba, and another kasra below ha. مِنْ كُلِّ There's one kasra below the meme. كُلِّ أَمْر A dhamma above the kaf, a kasra below the lam. And أَمْر there's one fatha above the hamza, and that's it. Now we will recite the last verse of Surah Al-Qadr together.
سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر
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 Okay, for the last and final verse of Surah Qadr. Salamun hiya hatta matla' al-fajr. In the word salam, there's only one fatha sound above the seen. There's a fatha written, so we have only one short vowel, a sound for salam. Hiya hatta. There's a fatha above the ya of hiya. And for hatta, there's one fatha above the ha. Matla' al-fajr. There's a fatha above the meme, a fatha above the lam, and a kasra below the ayn of matla' al-fajr. Al-fajr, there's only one fatha sound above fa. And since we're stopping on this verse and not continuing and not connecting it to the next surah, the kasra of ra in al-fajri is not pronounced.
Thank you, Brother Muhammad Rizal, for coming. And thank you, listeners, for staying with us. If you have any comments, questions, ideas, send it to us at coi@irib.ir. Till next time, goodbye. Yeah.